Joining me in the studios this afternoon is Gerd Vuesteman, director of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, here to talk about, as usual, an amazing plethora of cultural events taking place at the ACA, including a Cajun dance activity.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
So going head-to-head with Fred's on Saturday? Is that what y'all are?
Well, at least we're in the evening, so you can get your drink and dance on in the morning and still sober up enough to come to ACA at night.
That's right.
But, you know, you used to use the word plethora. We call about it as an abundance of things. And same difference. It's really wonderful because we get to use the space for so many things. And, you know, if I can harken back to last weekend, last Saturday was one of those classic ACA nights where we have, 2,500 people coming through an art walk. It was a really big art walk night, all new things in all galleries. There's this incredible residency kickoff upstairs with a lot of a very young crowd enjoying this grass we're growing inside our art loft as part of a project. And then you have Roseanne Cash doing a dual performance in our theater. And you could walk in and out and go from the mayhem and bustle of the art walk into this completely silent theater. It was just a very special experience being able to do all those things together. And down those lines, you know, as you know, we're trying to deliver really diverse programming to the community, things that you couldn't see if we weren't trying to bring them here. But every once in a while, we want to play a little different also. And so this Saturday, we added a show to our roster because we really felt this was a great opportunity. Kevin Nack and the Awesome Playboys. Kevin's releasing his 8th CD. It's a great new piece of work. And if you haven't heard his band in a while, I've seen him out at Vermilionville on Mardi Gras Sunday, and I've seen him recently before then. And, you know, I'm a dance fanatic, so this is probably one of the hottest Cajun bands ever. These guys are playing their hearts out. It's an incredible lineup and fantastic musicians playing with them. They have pedal steel, fiddle player, of course, and Kevin sings and plays like a real virtuoso. It's a great band. Show's at 7:30. It's a very modest ticket price. And what we're trying to do here is we're doing kind of a hybrid thing. We have some seats in the theater, so you can be comfortable sitting and listening. But there's also a big dance floor, a big open space where you can get a full-on dance thing going on. And of course, that's what we're going to do. So it's going to be a really fun night Saturday, the 15th of Saturday at 7:30. And it's going on until late at night.
Well, Gerd, I think people would just say it's just that you are so busy at the ACA, you can't get away to go dancing, so you're going to create your own dance.
Well, you know, what can I say? You know, I think in one of my Facebook posts, I said I felt frisky, and I said, you know, I promised to dance with every lady that shows up for the night, so it's going to be interesting because I am a dance fanatic, and you're right, I don't get away often enough, so
now,
bringing
you know,
it into the building.
That promise just went out all over South Louisiana, Gerd.
Oh, yeah,
so.
That wasn't very smart, was it then? No. Well, come on, ladies, come on down. I'll make good on that, I swear to God.
Well, all right. So Saturday, Kevin Nack at the ACA, in your beautiful space that can morph into many different things, a theater, a dance space, a reception area. It's just an all-purpose area that has been used so creatively.
Yeah, that's the great thing about this venue, that we can reconfigure it in just about any way you can imagine, and it gives us a lot of flexibility. And, you know, we have artists coming in, using the space, you know, to their specifications, and it's just really exciting to see those transformations. And and down those lines, we have a number of shows coming up later. And speaking of transforming, next week, Friday, we continue our jazz series with, that is Friday, March 21st, with really one of the great veterans, one of the great legendary jazz performers, Kenny Barron, pianist of the finest ilk, who really has played on all the Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Dizzy Gillespie albums in the past. I mean, he's a legend among giant piano players. And he will be here with a solo piano show celebrating his 70th birthday on this tour. So it's a very, very, very exciting show. And as always for our jazz shows, we transform the space into a jazz club by, you know, adding two levels of seating and making this all table seated. So there's table service, so you can sit down, kick back, have a bottle of wine on the table, and feel like you're in New York, basically, enjoying this incredible sound, world-class jazz artists in a club setting.
And you can get tickets for that performance now through the ACA's website?
Absolutely. Go online. Check. There's a separate, when you click on buying tickets for Kenny Barron, you'll see the configuration for the seating chart reflecting the tables. You can buy, you know, most tables are four tops. You can buy one seat or more seats. It doesn't matter. But you know exactly where you're sitting, so it's very convenient. Or call us anytime. We're always on the phone, 233-7060, and get your tickets.
And that's a real treat to have a solo jazz pianist It's rare. Actually, oftentimes you have trios, quintets, or the pianist will bring their group and they'll be playing. But this time you really get to watch that performer. And I know he has a lot of fans here who love jazz.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, of course, if you're looking at the history of jazz, jazz was born a couple hours east from here. And one of the reasons why we're so passionate about presenting jazz, and from the beginning of ACA's theater wanted to focus on a jazz series, is that while jazz was born down here, it doesn't have a strong presence in Acadiana, or it didn't have a strong presence. And we built a very strong series, I think. And in the early days of jazz, of course, jazz solo piano was it. You know, early stride piano, Jelly Roll Morton, of course, mm-hmm. maybe the most famous pianist ever in jazz, you know, started this whole thing. And then that went from him to Fats Waller and all these other great Louisiana legends. And certainly the with Kenny Barron, that tradition is alive. And seeing a solo jazz performance, it's tough on the performer. It's not an easy evening to pull off, but if anybody can, then he certainly does. And the wonderful thing at ACA is you got this pristine-sounding room and our brand-new, really probably best piano in the world, a $200,000 Yamaha concert grand. That's just an ungodly-sounding instrument. So it's going to be a very special night.
Mm, and as you said, that wonderful cabaret seating, very intimate, and you can really feel like you're far away in some jazz club. So tickets available for Kenny Barron now. That is part of Jazz at the Center, mm-hmm. One of your many series, cultural series that you have there. That is, as with all of your performances, you can buy tickets for that on the website. Now, I know that you're having a really special performance this coming Sunday, but I have heard it sold out, the Biophilia Sunrise performance. I think the last tickets were sold today, if anyone had been thinking about that.
You know, we actually opened it up a bit more, so you may want to check back again, because we first limited the tickets for it. We wanted to give people a very special experience, but it was such a success right away. This ties to our residency artist, Leah Grave, who set up this biosphere, if you wish, in our art loft. So we growing grass up there. There's a projection of imagery of the woods and all kinds of other artwork tied to it. On Saturday morning, on Sunday morning, there's a sunrise performance at 7 a.m. We also have a little a cafe preview, because we're going to have a new coffee shop operator downstairs kicking us into a new phase of ACA throughout the day.
So for those people who were worried they wouldn't have coffee for the sunrise performance.
And I don't want to say, okay, I don't want to spill the beans, but this is probably the finest coffee person in this area. So I think you'll be very pleased with the offerings there. You can definitely have your cuppa in the morning with us. It's a wonderful way to experience this performance in the morning as the sun comes up, and I'm very, very excited about it.
All right, so just check for the availability of tickets, just in case it has opened up a little bit more. That's Leah Grave's Biophilia that is at the Acadiana Center for the Arts right now. You can see the installation, but there is a performance that goes along with it that will be at the Sunrise Performance on Sunday. We had all of those performers in here this morning, and they performed on Cecil's show, and he felt it was one of the most beautiful performances we had ever had in our studio. So.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. We had a runaway dish at ACA Tuesday night, and they gave us a performance there as well, and it was just a very special moment. Yeah. It's great, and of course, that's what we're doing with this program. There's such an incredible wealth of creative talent and artistry in this community, and one of very much our mission is to support them on all levels. And so I'm very proud of a couple of our staff members who really have taken this residency under their wings and have moved it forward. And we're working with incredible talented artists here to basically give them raw space and say, you do what you want to do with it. And at first, when this came up, you know, the artists said, you know, there's no way they're going to let me put grass inside the building. They said, why not? We just have to figure out how to make it work without damaging anything. And we did. And it's just it's a very special experience. And I'm thinking about bringing a tent one night and maybe camping out in there.
Yeah, I can see the ACA staff having picnics up there.
I think that's next on the list. That's right.
Yeah. Now, I know one of your series that you're very proud of is the Crossroads series. And that's coming up very soon. And that's Gal Holiday.
Gal Holiday, mm-hmm. That's right. We have three shows, actually. The first show is on March 26th in Lake Charles. And, of course, this is important to KRVS listeners. If you're listening out there in Lake Charles, buy tickets now. It's a great show. And if you're a KRVS listener, of course, you're going to hear the program on a live broadcast that night from Central School in Lake Charles. It's a wonderful partnership with the city of Lake Charles that's been going for more than 10 years, and we're really excited about this. And then two nights here, March 27, 28 at ACA. Gal is a vibrant, young, honky-tonk show from New Orleans, Louisiana. Something unexpected. And the lead singer, Gal herself, if you wish, Her name's Vanessa. She is just an outstanding performer, great singer, and they really sort of go back to old time country. You know, you hear sort of Hank Williams Sr. and Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, all those things wrapped into sort of a bit of a New Orleans slash rockabilly edge. So it's a really great show. With Crossroads, we are, of course, featuring some very famous performers, but we also very much have the mission of taking young up-and-coming bands, or bands that are maybe not as known as we think they should be, and take them and give them a bigger platform with a series, and this is certainly one of those shows.
Kind of Louisiana Hayride meets New Orleans.
That's exactly right.
So you can see that at the ACA on the 27th and 28th. Tickets for both of those shows are available
Yes,
now?
There's still plenty of tickets for both shows, and get them now. Usually we sell out for these shows, so it's going to be a great night.
All right, that's Gal Honky Tonk, the Crossroads series at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. If you're listening from Lake Charles, that performance will be the 26th at the Central School in their auditorium, and KRBS will carry that performance live as well. So you got Crossroads, you got Jazz at the Center, we got Biophilia going on Sunday, you got Kevin Nakhan on Saturday, Cajun Dance. What else, Gerd? That's well, all within like a week.
You know, the other day when I saw the bit of the opening ceremonies for the Olympics, and one of the rings didn't work apparently, whatever. I read about it in the paper, actually. I don't have a TV. But, you know, it reminded me of the fact that ACA has become a five-ring circus, and thankfully the rings more often than not connect just like the Olympic rings, which is wonderful. And one of the things that we were also passionate about is dance. So a couple of years ago, we actually applied for a grant and became part of a national dance touring initiative. We're one of nine venues across the 12 southern states that are in this initiative, so it's a very exclusive group. And we're very thrilled about it because it gives us great opportunity to build a platform and take some risks on presenting dance, which is always challenging because, you know, there are a lot of people traveling. It's expensive to produce, but you don't charge premium ticket prices because it's just not how it works. So we are very excited to present on April 4 and 5 two nights of David Dorfman Dance, one of the world's finest and most recognized modern companies out of New York City. David Dorfman Dance presents Prophets of Funk. It's a piece, a legendary piece of his that's based on the music of Sly and the Family Stone. So it's really funky and really fun. And David and his company will be here for actually more than half a week, and we'll have all kinds of activities connecting them to the community. For instance, we'll connect to the athletics department and do some classes about balancing. We work with healthcare specialists to do work on dance therapy. We go to some of the elderly communities and connect to them and get them moving, which is an important part of staying fit, and have some fun with it. And even our audiences, when you come to the performance, there will be a quick dance lesson with the Dorfman Company before you walk in to take your seats, and then you can join them on stage at the end of the show. So it's a really special set of performances. Last but not least, we're adding a local funk band named Machete, playing a performance on Saturday night outside, and it turns into a big dance party for everybody. So we really want to get a little funky with this thing. It's going to be a great set of events. We'll keep you all posted on everything, but mark your calendars because you really don't want to miss this. So that's April 4 and 5.
Can people get tickets for that now as well?
Tickets are available. They're online. And again, there will be a whole list of activities, most of which are free, master classes and everything. Because, you know, our concept was, if you look at this area, we have this extraordinary indigenous dance culture. It's just what we do, right? I mean, Cajun Zydeco, it's social dance here is huge. We have a very successful and very long-standing successful dance department here at the university. And yet performance dance as a platform is probably not as valued as it could be. So we really joined this initiative because we wanted to make some inroads there.
Well, we'll look forward to telling people more about that as the David Dorfman group comes to our community at the beginning of April. Gerd Wusterman, director of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, here talking about an amazing collection of performances they have over there. And you can check their website out, acadianacenterforthearts.org, for all the information about these organizations and groups coming and to get your tickets. Thank you so much, Gerd.
Thanks for having me.